B-Pod Studios. Sci-fi.
Whoa.
Anime.
Whoa.
Video games.
Whoa.
Comic books.
Whoa.
If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it.
This is Nerd Radio.
Excellent.
Welcome to this week's Nerd Radio.
The eldest of us all.
Wherever you're getting our podcast as part of the B-Pod Studios Network, as well as on Twitch, Wednesday afternoons. Mm-hmm. Was it Checkpoint?
Twitch.tv/CheckpointXP.
Thank you very much, James.
No problem.
It is Chuck Bean, joined, of course, by James from Dave and Chuck the Freak, and Al Beck, also from Dave and Chuck
the Freak.
That's right. How are you guys doing this afternoon so far?
So far, so good.
Because I got in like super early. I saw you before we recorded, and I was like, don't worry about it. Like, I didn't sleep as well as I could have. Because for those that don't know, I'm on the air overnights, three or four times a week. So,
tough schedule.
It's a little rough. But last night was one of the nights that I didn't have to be here in the middle of the night. So, I can get a full night's sleep. That's never going to happen.
No.
Not when you're
late banging. Romancing the lady, lighting some candles,
right.
Setting the scene,
no,
playing some video games, and then grinding it on.
You watch SmackDown, and SmackDown's over at 10, and I am asleep by 10:15, and then I'm up at like 2:30 in the morning until 4 or 5, because that's usually when I'm up. Actually, tomorrow night, a friend of mine was like, hey, I need to go to the airport at like 3:30. Can you pick me? You know, who can pick me up? And I'm like, that's when I'm awake.
What time did he need to go to the
3:30 a.m.
That's a very convenient time to go to the airport.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm awake then anyway.
Do flights even leave? Is security even open?
It's convenient to get through security, I guess. If
right.
You know?
No, I think his flight is like 4:30. But
you got to get there like 5 hours early so they can search your butt and make sure you don't have any bombs. And
exactly.
Stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Take your shoes off. Dump out all your liquids.
Got to allow at least 2 hours for butt searching.
At least.
Well, when I'm there, it's like 3 hours.
They
do the extensive butt search when I walk through.
They
You've
make
also
thorough.
Got your bag of tricks with you, usually.
My big bag of dongers.
Yep.
You don't keep that up your butt.
No.
The whole bag.
My butt is not that big. Not yet, you know.
James is the only one
practice.
James is the only person I know who literally has a bag of dicks at his disposal.
He does, yeah.
He does.
Somebody says eat a bag of dicks. James is right.
Yeah,
he's right.
Yeah.
You want gummy or do you want rubber? What do you want them made out of? Because I have every single material that they can be made out of.
He is fully stocked on dicks.
People are looking at us on Twitch right now and they're being like, it's called Nerd Radio, but all they talked about was dongers and butt stuff. I don't...
Welcome to my reality.
Yeah.
That's how we get started here at Nerd Radio.
It's a warm-up conversation.
Right. Let's talk about something a little bit nerdy because I'm super excited. It has taken me about a week, but I have finally gotten my PlayStation Classic to work the extra games because it comes with like
the modding.
Yes.
Okay.
It comes with like 21 games. It's taken me like I literally started working on this like last Tuesday and there's a whole bunch of like technical.
So it's like a jailbroken
BS that goes with it. But what it came down to was I had to go through three different like zip drives. You plug a thumb drive into the second controller port because they're USB ports now on the controller ports.
Now is this authorized modifications or is this like a back alley bootleg?
Of
YouTube?
Course. Yeah, no, it's absolutely legit.
You rebel, you. Living on the edge.
But
he's a PlayStation pirate.
A little bit. Maybe a little.
Chuck Bean, the PlayStation pirate.
Arr. But it's a...
Too extreme.
For people that have been listening to Nerd Radio for a while, you guys will remember when I got the Super Nintendo Classic.
Yeah.
Like, the short story of that was, I just wanted something so that I didn't have to reach over and press the reset button every time I wanted a new game and found out how easy it is to just, like, modify that thing. So not only can I hit a controller thing to reset it, but also, hey, if there's any games you're missing, you can just add them in. And I was like, oh, cool, I can have every Super Nintendo game I want.
All you have to do is void your warranty.
Right, absolutely.
This is coming from a man who has had a lot of issues with customer service.
And also a man who's broken a lot of things where the warranty is no longer valid.
Right.
You have to void the warranty.
Yeah, for some reason they don't. The warranty is no longer available. When you smash a controller against the ground and stomp on it repeatedly.
How is that not part of the warranty? They should. Games are frustrating, man. Yeah.
To me, that's everyday wear and tear.
Yeah,
it's everyday wear and tear.
You lost a television not all that long ago.
I did, and I still feel stupid because it wasn't. I'd have felt a lot better if I had just hurled the controller at the flat screen instead of having it bounce.
Bounce.
Would have been a lot cheaper
in a
too.
Weird way and go bink off the flat. Like, come on.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to what I was saying. When I got the Super Nintendo and I put like every Super Nintendo game I could ever think of on that, I was telling Al Monday morning that like I did the thing with the PlayStation. I was like, okay, well, there's like two or three games missing that I can think of, but it's not as like, oh, I'm gonna put every game ever on here. It's just like, what did I don't know. They kind of hit all the stuff I wanted.
Well, I feel like there wasn't a ton of games I was in love with on the regular PlayStation. So like I wouldn't even know. Like maybe the original Resident Evil, Resident Evil 2.
Right.
Was that even that might have been PS2 at that point in time.
And that's the thing too, is that some of the games like you mentioned Resident Evil 2, I'm looking at it, I was like, well, they just remade it for the PS4 and it's like, you know, shiny, pretty.
Yeah, so it's almost as new. Who cares, you know?
Yeah, like I don't really need the new
one. What do you do? It's Cool Borders, like the snowboarding game. Like that was a game which was like essentially that PC game where you would like go skiing and then the abominable snowman would come and eat you, but they just turned that into a video game you could play on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
How do you feel that it holds up, the PlayStation stuff, going back and playing it?
Not great.
Not great?
No, I don't think so. There's a lot of, like, one of the games that comes on the PlayStation Classic is Twisted Metal, and I remember playing the F out of that game, and I don't know how I did it. Like, I can't tell this pixel over here from this pixel. Like, how am I supposed to know what the car is when it's not right in front of me?
Because I have a hard time going back and playing like a PlayStation 3 game that hasn't been remastered for the 4.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, well, maybe not 3. Maybe 3 is a little too extreme, but like going back and doing a PS2.
Oh, sure.
It's like, you know, you gotta. It's really blocky. It's
there's hard. A huge jump between the PS2. And
I remember seeing Medal of Honor and like the Madden when PS2 first came out.
Yeah.
And my mind was blown by that. Yeah. Like, are you kidding?
You can see the names on the jerseys.
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
You can actually make out the number of Barry Sanders.
Yes. Right. The coolest thing ever. Now I'm like, this is garbage.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say you could tell a difference between a PS3 and a PlayStation 4 game, but at the same time, like the jump isn't as hard.
Yeah, no, I meant to say 2 when I brought that up earlier, but yeah, because I tried. Yeah,
there's stuff on the PS1 like the original SmackDown games. Like I booted one of those up on there, and I'm like, ooh, like the necks on the guys are larger than the heads. Yeah.
So it's like Minecraft, but with muscles.
It is.
Like,
it really is.
Everybody's a creeper, but with different, like, wearing Speedo, different colored Speedo briefs.
That one has The Rock's face digitally put on it, so his eyebrows always up.
Actually, I remember that. Yes. Yeah, I actually do remember that.
The Rock in there, his eyebrow is always up. But it always cracked me up, too, because they would try and... It was before they would motion capture the entrances very well.
Mm-hmm.
So The Rock would come out, and, like, his entrance, instead of him, like, shrugging his shoulders, it would be like...
Just kind of put his hands up to the side.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Here's my boy, The Rock. Yep, you smell what he's cooking?
Signaling a plane landing or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Triple H would spit the water, but there would be no like actual water. He would just go.
He'd just
throw his head back, and you're like, well, it's, you know.
Like an elephant.
It's the graphics of the day. But yeah, it's really weird that like with the Super Nintendo, there were plenty of games. I'm like, I got to have this, and I got to put this on there, and I got to put this, and I got to put this. And then the PlayStation, I'm like, eh.
It could be generational, though. I mean, there might be a younger gamer than you that really came up with a PlayStation,
like
the original.
That has a lot to do with it, more than likely.
Because you came into your gaming prime around the NES, SNES.
And the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like so there's probably much more of a nostalgia factor to the Super Nintendo and like the NES 100%. Than you probably have with the PlayStation.
100%. Now, granted, everything that I've played on my PlayStation is 100% nostalgia. Like I said, going back and playing Twisted Metal or Valerie and Toshin, and like these games are not good. But I remember playing the hell out of them because at the time I was like, oh my God.
Well, that's what you had. You're like, oh, these are the games I have. I'm going to play them.
This is the biggest, most amazing thing, whatever. But it's in retrospect, thinking about it, like going from the Super Nintendo to the PlayStation, I'm like, man, oh man, like we were easily amused.
Well, still am.
I guess, yeah, that's true. I don't know. And then at the same time, playing Spider-Man for like 20 minutes every day, I'm just like, man, this game is so pretty.
Oh, the PS4 one?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, we're spoiled now with the modern graphics and the systems. Like, and just why do we even bother playing games back then? You know?
Right.
Why do we even bother?
Well, right? That's the funny thing is, back to the PlayStation 2 blew our minds. Wait until the PlayStation 4, we say the same thing. I can't believe I actually spent
Well, it's just like
time
the PlayStation VR, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. Like, I was obsessed with just putting on my helmet and hanging out with Rick and Morty in the garage.
Yeah. Right.
I'm doing all Rick's chores, but I don't care because I was like, I'm submerged in a whole new world, like a whole new environment.
Phenomenal. Do you still play it very often, the VR?
Because we're in the middle of a transition of moving, so everything's kind of packed up, so no. But I got some games set up that I've looked into that I really want to play. Yeah. So, like, I got to get Doom in there, so I want to do some streams on my Twitch channel playing Doom around Halloween time.
Hell yeah.
I'm so bad at scary games, and I'll cry like a bitch. So I assume people will probably get a couple chuckles off of that. So people can laugh at my
I might tune into that one just for fun.
There's some kind of Carnival of Fear or something like that game that's based on one of the PlayStation 4 games, and I can't remember what it was. But I remember it's specific to the VR.
Well, like, I know they got Five Nights at Freddy's VR, and I watched a dude on YouTube start to play that, and I got scared watching him play on YouTube.
Yeah. No, that's that game is rough.
It will be interesting to see when VR gets to a point where you can move around more freely. Because there are a couple games that I had acquired that you could move around. There was even a shooting one where you had the normal controller and you used the sensor on the front of the controller as your gun.
Right.
And you could walk around, but it was very clunky. Instead of like a smooth turn, it kind of like jolts from side to side as you change it. And the graphics were not as good as, say, the Batman game, which was phenomenal looking. Like, I mean, I sat there for a while just in the Batcave looking around because it looks like you're there.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean,
I did the same thing, but it's because I couldn't figure out what I needed to do next. I didn't realize I had to shoot the Batarang at something and go over there.
Yeah, but it was cool. It was cool to be in the living room in Wayne Manor, and obviously my favorite was the Star Trek game.
Of course.
You know, I haven't played much, but I haven't really played much video games at all lately.
I had such a blast playing the Star Trek game with you, and I didn't even have a VR headset, but just the way that game is set up is
so
impressive.
You guys can still play.
Yeah.
Like, you were in VR mode.
Yep. Yes.
But then Chuck was just playing a regular controller, and it was still compatible?
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking at my TV. And just, you know, like taking on the engineering
really
jobs.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
really cool. I didn't realize. I figured you all had to be VR or
no.
Or you were just playing without the VR. But that's really cool.
I would have enjoyed playing that game with Chuck anyway. I had a blast when my brother and I used to play it.
Yep.
So if I had to have removed the VR headset, I would have. But no, it's cool. It's really cool. And then, of course, I've got more range of motion.
Yeah, that was one of the most fun things, is watching him in the captain's chair, like, wiggle his hands around.
Because I did get those move controllers or whatever.
Yep.
So you can actually twist your hands around stuff. And
why is the captain doing the Macarena?
Yeah. Yeah, I was a vulgar captain.
He was. Yeah. It was funny because he would point at people. Every time we do a job, he's like, you do this.
You do this.
It was,
yeah, not an official at all. It's the most vulgar.
I would watch that show.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if they did the Star Trek seasons like that, I would watch it.
Yeah, well.
The game I was just talking about is called Until Dawn Rush of Blood.
Mm.
It's a horror roller coaster shooter.
Sounds terrifying.
Yeah, you're on a roller coaster. It's spooky. And then you're supposed to be, I think you're supposed to be shooting at stuff too, like a track-based shooter.
Okay.
Kind of thing. Which would be kind of cool. So the big news this week, which we'll get to in the next segment, was the Disney D23 thing they did. It was a bunch of trailers, a bunch of not spoilers so much, but a bunch of previews of what we can look forward to, and the first, the last big what Disney Plus is going to be like. And we'll talk about it next on Nerd Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hope you've cleared out your DVR. Time for Nerd Radio.
Spoilers.
Make it so.
All right, we're back with a little bit more Nerd Radio for you on the podcast page, WRAF.com, as well as, give it to me, Al.
Rock929rocks.com.
Yes, and Wednesday afternoons we are on Twitch at James.
Twitch.tv/CheckpointXP.
I feel like a conductor.
Yes. You could probably expect us around 11:30 on Wednesday
on
the Twitch stream. If you want to watch it live, obviously, if you don't have the time and you just download the podcast, we appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the rates and the reviews, I saw we had, I think the last time I looked at iTunes, like 16 people They'd all given us 5 stars.
Which
all of them
awesome.
Think we're great.
That's so cool. We got more 5-star That's reviews.
All of
we're
our the parents best. And siblings.
We also, I did, James and I were kind of looking at this, that you and I as well, but some of the download numbers are up a little bit, so, which is awesome.
Absolutely.
So,
actually, I had the download numbers up before we started, and James, we missed it by one. Clip downloads so far during the last 7 days were 421.
Ah, 421.
That one
hey,
person,
I'll take an extra then.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather
I'll,
be
well,
over
hang on. Let me
then.
Delete my version.
Yeah. There you go. And it will be right at the perfect number.
Yeah, right.
The listeners might be up. I just sent some money over to some bot farm over in India. So
hey, all right.
Trying to help pump these numbers up.
That's know? The thing I always love about looking at the stats every week is that there's always like one download from like people who obviously have some kind of VPN. So like right now we've got one download from Costa Rica, one from Ethiopia.
Hola. And I don't know how they speak in Ethiopia.
One
so,
from Russia. Hello. The only two that I think that I find legit are probably the ones that are in Europe. Like there's one from the United Kingdom. All right, that's possible. And there's one from Germany. And Al's always screaming in German. So we got to have at least one person that
yeah, say
listens.
Hello.
Hello und willkommen.
One person every week in Germany is there. Waiting for that yes. very moment.
Danke schön.
All right, so this week was Disney's D23 convention, which is essentially their version of San Diego Comic-Con. Like, okay. Disney acquired Marvel, and then they acquired LucasArts, and they're like...
They own the world, so they might as well have their own convention.
Yeah, why spend all the money to go to San Diego and announce stuff when we could just make our own con where we're the only thing?
So every new year, does it go up a number? So last year was D22, this is D23, next year's D24?
I don't know. That's a good point, because they haven't done 23 of these.
Because I love 23, because it's got the alliteration, like D23, you right. and me, where are you going to be? You know? No?
Nice,
okay.
Nice rhymes.
James, I know James is spitting some rhymes.
Well done.
I've been practicing my hip-hop skills.
Yeah, all right. But the big news coming out of Disney's D23 was, they're announcing all the Marvel movies and the Star Wars movies and stuff that are coming out. They gave us a trailer for the Rise of the Skywalker.
Yeah, I did not watch it, though.
Right. Well, yeah, I was gonna mention for the people who are new, both you and Al have this rule. Or Al has this rule, mm-hmm. and you've adopted it, about trailers. Yeah. You want to fill the listeners in?
I don't watch trailers if I know I'm going to see a thing, because I don't want it to ruin anything for me. Like, if I know I'm in... And the couple of things that happened that made me feel that way was, one, when Force Awakens came out.
Yep.
I didn't consciously avoid the trailers, but I never really got to it. I was super excited, knew I wanted to see it. I hadn't adopted this philosophy yet, but I still went ahead and didn't watch it. And then so, I mean, I guess maybe semi-visual spoiler, but if you haven't seen Force Awakens by now, you don't care. But there's the scene where you see the Darth Vader relic, the burnt-out helmet.
Right.
And seeing it on the big screen, like, that's the way I first experienced it. Like, wow, that's so cool! And then we did a segment with Overly Straight Guy Ken talking about the movie afterwards.
Right.
And I had mentioned how much that blew me away and how cool that scene was. And he was like, oh, yeah, no, I saw that in the trailer. Like, I already knew that was it. It was cool on the big screen, but yeah, I had already seen that.
Yeah.
So that was number one. And then number two was when I went and saw Thor Ragnarok, and they keep talking, like, throughout this entire movie. I did watch that trailer.
Yeah.
And as they're talking throughout, you know, when Thor's on that whatever planet with the...
Jeff Goldblum's planet.
Yes, Jeff Goldblum on the trash planet or whatever the hell was going on. They put him in the arena, and they keep talking about this champion. We've got this champion that's never been beaten, and they keep building up this... stupid champion. And I'm sitting in the movie theater going, well, it's the Hulk. We know it's the Hulk because I saw the trailer. Like, you know, and then Hulk comes busting through. I'm like, yeah, I knew it.
Yeah.
But can you imagine how cool that would have been? You know, Hulk's been missing. You don't know where he is. And all of a sudden, this massive champion comes busting through the door. I'm like, hey, it's our guy.
Right.
And it would have been so much cooler. I would have had that Darth Vader relic experience if I hadn't watched the stupid trailer. So now... I won't watch a trailer if I know I want to see something.
Right. So let me tell you about the Rise of the Skywalker trailer.
Except for Picard. I did watch Picard.
No, I won't spoil it for you. But
that was a lot of rambling, but you asked for it.
I did. I'm not going to spoil it.
Ramble on, ramble.
I'm not going to spoil any of it for you, but half the trailer is just scenes from previous movies, mm-hmm. which I thought was weird. But the stuff that they do show in it is kind of fantastic. Is it
the, well, like, I know there's something that has something to do with a double lightsaber.
Yeah.
Because I know Chuck the Freak sent it to me on Instagram.
He sent it to me, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, he knows we're trying to avoid the spoilers.
Yeah.
Right.
But at the same time, like, it was cool to see.
It's a thing that's like, oh, you got to see this.
Yeah. We talked the next morning after he'd sent it to me, and he was just like, I said, was this like a, like a fan art thing that someone sent to Daisy Ridley, or was this an actual teaser? He's like, oh, no, that was part of the teaser. I was like, oh, I haven't seen it. He goes, yeah, I know. That's why I only want to say the one thing.
It's
like
the one thing.
He's like, I get it, and I respect it, but you had to see this. So I was like, it was pretty.
Have you guys seen the meme that's come out with that?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I have not.
You've
no.
seen it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, what it is, it's essentially that same exact scene, but a female Jedi does something with that lightsaber. Mm-hmm. Instead of those two beams coming out, it's like a Swiss Army knife. So it's like a corkscrew and a fork and a spoon.
It's freaking amazing.
I like it.
But they showed the trailer for that. They showed a trailer, but it hasn't showed up online for Black Widow, the next Marvel movie that's coming out. The guy from that plays Hopper from Stranger Things
is
going to be the Red Guardian, which is supposed to be the Russian equivalent.
Think of his name.
Yeah, I know. It escapes me as
it's
well.
It's bugging me that I don't know his name.
He's supposed to be the Russian equivalent of Captain America, and this movie is supposed to take place around the reference to Budapest that Hawkeye and Black Widow make in the first Avengers movie. So it'll be neat to see the actual context of that joke.
David Harbour.
David Harbour. There you go.
I knew the name. Thank you, Al.
And they also showed a trailer for the live-action Lady and the Tramp, which is going to be on the Disney Plus service. Oh. Not even coming to theaters. Like, they looked at it and it's like, we want to do this, but we're pretty sure no one's going to actually. Yeah, thanks, Robbie. Robbie chiming in on Twitch with David Harbour as well. But they knew that it's like, I don't think a lot of people are going to go to the theater to see this, so we'll just put it on Disney Plus.
Now, do you think that's it, or do you think they're trying to entice you to sign up for Disney Plus?
Oh, I'm sure that's a lot of it.
Because, I mean, Lion King did very well. I'm sure if they put Lady and the Tramp in the theaters, it would also do very well. So
right.
I'm wondering if they've got a lot of, they really want people to sign up for the streaming service. So like all the strategies, they're offering it cheaper.
Yes.
They're bundling Hulu and ESPN together. I mean, they're doing all this. So putting stuff direct to it. So you're trying to get the Star Wars fans with the original programming there, scooping up the Marvel fans by taking everything off of Netflix and moving over there. So,
right.
I mean, later, I'm pretty sure they're confident in The Lady and the Tramp, but I think they're just trying to get a massive subscriber boost and, you know, also kind of, you know, their business strategy. If they can get enough people to sign up early on and maybe even leave, say, Netflix stock could plummet. You know what I mean? So, like, I think they could make more money
right.
if they put Lady and the Tramp in the theaters, but it's more about the long play where it just puts it right on the streaming service. We'll try and get as many subscribers as humanly possible.
Well, I know for a fact they have my cash already.
Yeah.
The Mandalorian trailer that was out. Absolutely. I'm in on that. Disney owns everything that I love.
Yeah.
Right.
So take my money and I'll be in it for at least a year. And I feel like I've been let down lately by Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Like Stranger Things is really the only thing that I've been really into. The Masters of the Universe. Did we talk about Masters of the Universe last week? Like I want to check that out. And I think there was something else that they recently said is coming like in the next month or two that I might want to watch. But other than that, like Netflix, it's a lot of the original programming to me isn't that great. Like I already have like this lust for all the Disney properties already.
Sure.
So I'm gonna fulfill that lust and bang it out with the Disney streaming service.
Always comes back to banging, doesn't it?
It's for Gadu.
You know what though? I agree with you. I mean, I was a Netflix fiend. I mean, there was a long time. I've had Netflix for like 10 years, and I loved it. And there's a bunch of stuff I watched on there. But even now, I think I watch Hulu more than I watch Netflix.
Right.
And about all I watch on Netflix is Stranger Things and F is for Family, which are two Netflix originals. But again, it's like buy it for 1 month. Watch your
family,
shows.
Is that the Bill Burr cartoon?
Bill Burr's cartoon.
Okay,
yeah.
I watched that a little bit. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it's Bill Burr's like one of my favorite comedians. Now they do have a lot of stand-up comedy on Netflix that I kind of don't want to give up on, but it's like realistically, I'm not watching it. I always have intentions to watch it. Like, oh, Patton Oswalt's got a new special.
Right.
I need to check that out. But I never get to it. So what am I spending the money for? To watch Star Trek? Well, that's on like four of my streaming services. I could go watch it on CBS. It's also on Amazon Prime. It's on Hulu as well, so I don't need Netflix for Star Trek.
Especially with the Disney bundling the Hulu in there. Like
yeah.
If there's a one yearly fee that you're paying, well, that's $120 I'm saving that I'm not spending on Hulu.
Right.
I'm getting like a big fat discount by going to the Disney
right.
streaming service.
But even that, even if it wasn't being bundled, I use Hulu. I use Hulu a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So Netflix is probably going to get canceled. And
we use Hulu a lot too, but at my house it's always Grey's Anatomy. It's like the worst of the worst. I'm like, oh, good, a show about hot doctors banging. behind closed doors. What I want, what the one thing I don't want my doctors to be doing behind my back is a show about it. You know?
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to bring up, because they were demoing the app for the Disney streaming services at the thing, and they said some of the details that you can look forward to, which I've got pulled up here, slashfilm.com. Disney's offering the option to watch on up to 4 screens at the same time, so you can have like up to 4. You can register 10 devices total with each Disney Plus account, and it'll hold up to 7 profiles. So what that essentially means is, you know, like people...
They already know you're sharing your passwords with friends.
Right, exactly. And you know, you can have up to 7, like Netflix, I think it allows you to have like 5. So you can each have your own list of like your stuff you're looking forward to watching, or your ratings and everything like that. But you have to register devices with this thing, which is not completely uncommon with these
things.
Yeah,
no, I think that's pretty common, actually.
Yeah, I think with like the HBO app or something like that. Yeah. Like you have to register a device in order to, you know, watch on your PlayStation 4 or your phone or something like that.
Because you can usually pull it up too, so... You could, that's my old PlayStation. That's my old laptop. And you can boot stuff off typically.
Yeah. And then, you know, you can actually literally like me, you and Al could be watching something, and then one other person could be watching something. But if like the fifth person logs in, they're like, nope, sorry.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if it just boots you off. Like whoever the first person that was watching just get booted off. So every time you got somebody logging on your account.
Whoever's been on the longest is like, well, you're probably.
Damn it, Mom, you want to watch Lady the Tramp? I'm watching The Mandalorian. For God's sakes. I gotta see who gets killed in the bounty hunt wars.
It's like
I love yelling at mother. Just like, damn it! I'm trying to watch The Mandalorian.
Mom, meatloaf.
Hydrate me. Bring me Mountain Dew.
It reminds me of back in the days with dial-up internet, where you'd be, you know, playing like the original Warcraft or something like that, and then your parents would have to somebody would call in, somebody would, you know, call the phone line and boot you off the internet.
That's the direction you were going. I thought you were going to say wait 45 minutes to see a nipple.
Well, it's that too.
You know what Al was doing on the internet then?
There was a lot of that.
Who wasn't?
Well, yeah, very true. See, what I would do is I'd set my downloads to like just go at night.
Right.
Nobody was calling the house.
Yeah.
So then I'd be bummed out if I'd wake up in the next morning before school to check my downloads.
To check
make
the
sure
nipples.
I got my, yeah. doing a little nipple check. And then, you know, I'm like, oh, man, something happened. The connection got lost. I got to try to re-download the nipples later.
Oh, man.
But, they're saying it's $13 a month if you want Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus, and it's $6.99 if you just want Disney
Plus. My question is on that, maybe they don't have an answer for it, or maybe you don't over there, but that probably includes the limited commercial version of Hulu. Do they have another bundle tier where you can do the commercial free?
I do not know, but
you know,
because
like when they ran the 99 cent per month for a year, was that a, like Cyber Monday deal or whatever?
That's the Hulu that I have, and it's every time there's a commercial break, it's 60 seconds of commercials.
But they didn't offer like for $4 a month, you can do commercial free. They was just like, you want it for $1 a month, you get the commercials,
right?
You know what I mean?
I didn't think about that, because there's a music service that I listen to sometimes, and they're like, you can get Hulu bundled with your music service, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do that. Oh, but I gotta watch commercials.
Right.
No, I'm out, you know.
Yeah, I pay the extra $4 to skip the commercials on my Hulu.
Which is worth it.
I think
at one point I was leeching your Hulu.
Yeah.
And I got super spoiled by it. So now our 99 cent Hulu, every time I'm watching Seinfeld, I'm like, I got to sit through 60 seconds of commercial. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm wondering if they do offer another bundle, or if they're just going to, you know, try and generate the ad revenue too. Like, yeah, you want it for the cheap price? You got to watch ads too.
Yeah. And that's the thing too. Seeing that you can have, you know, 4 screens running and you can have 7 profiles and stuff like that, it's like, man, well, do I really need to spend the money when I could just, you know, like you get together with a buddy and trade off? Like, hey, do you want my WWE Network password? And I'll just have your Disney password.
That's a great strategy.
Yeah. Well, that's essentially how we work now with all the streaming services. Like, hey, I've got this streaming service and you got this one. So let's just swap passwords. And then, speaking of which,
Chuck is for sure a modern day like internet pirate.
Yeah,
he absolutely is. He's modifying his PS Classic.
It's true.
He's sharing passwords for all of his streaming services. You better watch out, man. He's gonna take us down.
The information just wants to be free.
Yeah, the FBI is gonna call us up. We're gonna have to give him details on Chuck's life.
As we get bigger.
Goddamn,
and
no beard over there.
That's it. Yarr.
No beard, the pirate. With a kitten on his shoulder.
Watch out. All your digital content is never safe around No Beard the Pirate.
That's right. Even your regular content. I've got a scanner at home. I'll scan your books.
I'll scan your books.
Put them on the internet. Yarr.
Well, now I know where I can go to get like the latest magazines.
Yeah.
Even cheaper than what they already are digitally.
Right.
That's something that on Monday I noticed Aquaman is on the HBO app.
Mm.
And I was like, oh man, me and Amy didn't see Aquaman. So I always go grocery shopping on Monday afternoon. And we came down, we sat down, had some lunch, put Aquaman on the TV. And about, I don't know, 45 minutes in, I fell asleep like an old man.
So you really enjoyed it.
I tell you, the stuff I saw.
I'll tell you, a long day of piracy will take it out of you.
It will. Yeah. It will. The parts of it I saw were great. I was like, this is a really good movie.
Sometimes you just have those days. The first time I tried to watch Guardians of the Galaxy, I didn't think it was great, and I fell asleep.
Yep.
And it was just one of those, I was having one of those moods, and I was tired. And then eventually I was like, you know what, I need to give that movie another try.
You need to get your old man nap in.
I need to get my old man nap in, you know, fill myself up with prunes and my oatmeal, and gave it another go, and it was delightful.
Oatmeal and prunes is like just a natural, like, not an aphrodisiac. What's that?
Laxative.
No, well, laxative, yeah. What's the term for a thing that, like a tranquilizer? Never mind.
Bad joke.
Sorry. Continue on, guys.
You know, the fun thing about having the Twitch stream in front of us is like a minute after we forget something, somebody's got it up there.
Yeah.
So it could be like, very convenient.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. You're great. And then after I woke up, when it was ending, Amy was like, that was really good. I was like, yeah, I liked what I saw. I'm going to have to watch it again because it looked good.
Did Amy enjoy Dolph Lundgren's underwater hair?
Yes.
The Dolph Lundgren hair? Oh, my God.
Yeah, the underwater hair is amazing. And it was funny that James Wan is the guy who directed it, and he's the guy who does the Conjuring movies. And I noticed that the guy who plays Ocean Master is the guy from one of the guys from the Conjuring movies. I'm like, oh, really?
I love that you fell asleep watching this movie and you know who the Ocean Master is. I don't even know who the Ocean Master is. I've seen the movie like three times.
Well, that's one of the things that's most charming about it is it takes a character like Aquaman, who is silly, and then his rogues gallery, which is like Black Manta and Ocean Master, which are two guys when you just say their names, you're like, what?
Yeah.
And it kind of makes them neat. Kind of makes them cool.
I want a title like Ocean Master.
Ocean Master. Apparently.
Al's not impressed.
No, it's. Do you swim, Al? Do you go in the ocean?
I don't go in the ocean, no. But I've been known to float.
That's curious.
I'm very buoyant.
The way you're like, maybe he's not a swimmer. Maybe he doesn't want to.
Al's more of a shark bait.
Yeah, exactly. Slow and plump and juicy. Jesus.
Well, now
also
it's...
what Howie describes his penis.
All right.
Wow, this is broken.
With that.
Slow, plump, and juicy.
We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back once we get this out of our system. Erica's coming in because AEW.
Does she still want to? Is she streaming this right now?
I don't
know.
Check
our Twitch streamers. If she's watching this, she's just going to lock the door.
Right. But Erica's coming in. We're going to talk about AEW's All Out, the big wrestling event.
Yeah, it's going on like in Chicago next weekend.
This weekend.
Right?
Yeah.
Erica! I think she heard me.
I don't know, but I didn't see her door. We can actually see her office from here. I didn't see her door open, so I'll just send her a text. We'll be back, Nerd Radio. Good God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Don Gibb, Ogre, Dr. Death, Jackson, and you're listening to Nerd Radio.
All right, some more Nerd Radio for you on the podcast page, WRAF.com, on the Peapod Studios Network, wherever you get your podcasts, and of course on your social media at Nerd Radio 101. Chuck Bean, Al Beck, James, joined this week by Miss Erica Bennis.
What's up, y'all?
Welcome to the show. Welcome to your first exposure in the Checkpoint XP streaming studios.
I mean, I work a mere like 20 feet away from it, but I've never been inside the cave. This is cozy.
Isn't it?
Welcome to paradise.
I know, I'm still here for this segment because we have enough space and microphones to accommodate everybody.
See, I thought inside. You just wanted to hang out with me.
Well, there's
like,
that too.
That's fine. You just wanted to sit in the fancy chair, which, by the way, is quite nice. I want one of these mammers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. I need to, okay, we agreed, because this is also a podcast, before we started, or me and Al talked about the fact that we weren't going to address the Twitch stream very, very much, but Robbie's in the Twitch stream, and he said I had a weird nose.
But damn, Robbie, why don't you come into the studio and say it to our faces?
Look at this nose.
Like, or I'll just
can you zoom in on this nose? Look at this nose.
Uh-oh.
It's not a weird nose. Perfectly fine nose.
It's beautiful.
Don't give me that.
Much like Al's penis, it's slow and slow and fat or whatever.
Chuck has a weird nose. Look at that nose. Perfect for radio.
Aww.
Perfect for radio. Fantastic. Thank you very
Chuck's
much.
Chuck's
going
to have to make a Twitch account and have to light Robbie up and the next time Checkpoint XP goes live.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Your face is weird. Jeez. Oh, where were we? Oh, yeah. We're on Nerd
Radio.
We
were nowhere. We're right where we started. We are nowhere. We've accomplished nothing.
It's nice that even though we've changed venues to a very luxurious spot.
The bullshit has not. It's still the same crappy show.
I'm like, somehow have we gotten worse? Oh my
I think
God.
So. No. I think because now we know we have a bit of an audience, so it's just worse.
Yes. That's true.
Downloads are up. Viewership is there. Right. We have it now.
You are encouraging our bad behavior.
And the content is still terrible.
And
thank you for joining us on Nerd Radio. Now recording on an SD card. That's the biggest change.
Brought to you by the SD card.
Yeah. And now people can see us in all of our shame and Chuck's weird-ass nose.
It's a fine nose, and trust me, if it were weird, I would have told you about it years ago.
I appreciate that, for sure. All right, so the reason you're here, Erica, is because it's Squared Circle Roundtable time, which is what we call it on Nerd Radio when we're going to talk about some professional wrestling. This weekend is AEW's All Out. This is the second time that they are putting on a huge, huge event. Actually, this isn't the second time they put on a huge event, but this is the second annual version. Last year was All In. I believe it was in Chicago, right?
Yeah, it was in the Chicagoland area. I believe Schaumburg is the exact city because, you know, we all know where Schaumburg is, right?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly, for sure.
Yeah, somewhere in the vicinity of Chicago.
Yes, but it's at the Sears Center, which is where All In was, All Out. You know, they're going back for more. 10,000 plus fans strong. Amazing card coming up. Super excited. I was at All In last year. My husband and I are going to All Out this year.
Awesome.
We are skipping StarCast, not because we have no interest in going. I blew so much money at StarCast. That was the first con I've ever been to. I was embarrassed at the amount of money I just spent. Like, I went in the
merch
room.
Who did you meet?
Go on.
Who did you meet?
Oh, like, who didn't I meet? Well, first of all, like, it was very strange the way everything was set up because I don't think they were expecting as many people as they were going to get in this hotel. And it was very close quarters. And, like, I'm trying to, like, navigate the hallway. And, like, I nearly just got run over by this dude. And I'm like, who the hell was that? I'm like, oh, it was Billy Gunn. Like it was
yes,
just like,
man. Yeah, I was going to say, right with his ass.
Yeah.
Or, like, you turn a corner, like, oh, hey, Jeff Jarrett, what's up? And, like, oh, there's Jerry Lawler. Like, and just, it was just, I've never been to a con before, so I'm like, all these people I've been watching for years are just like, hello. I could just stare at them, which I didn't want to stare at them, because then they're like, cool, I'll get a sale off this bitch.
Who's this creep staring at?
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, I don't have, like, look, I just blew an obscene amount of money on a Bret Hart t-shirt. I can't give you money for an autograph. Yeah. Joey Ryan, however.
Yeah, the master of dong style.
Yeah, like, who, like, adorable. Like, mind you, like, I'm 5 foot, so everyone's tall to me. But, like, much shorter than I thought. But, like, that just kind of proves just, like, his essence and the way he carries himself. He just seems like a huge person. So I'm like, oh, hey, man, what's up? A lot of people were taking photos with him, like grabbing his junk.
Is how much was he charging to get a photo?
I think it's 20 bucks to grab his wiener.
James
will beat that deal.
That's true.
I didn't pay a lot.
That is very true.
Yeah. That's true.
I negotiate. What's your budget look like?
I didn't pay a lot for my photo, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, he gets groped all the time. He doesn't need my hand on his balls today.
You gotta feel the today, power of his penis, man. You gotta feel the power of that penis.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I mean, I'm afraid. Like, I'd be just flip my ass over. I That's don't know. Fair. I can't take a bump like that. Come on. I'm not skilled. I'm not trained.
So you're essentially skipping StarCast this year because you don't want to end up spending...
I don't
want to
be poor, Chuck.
Money.
I don't want to be poorer than I already am.
Was there stuff at StarCast that you could see already was dangerous that you're like, oh, I can't. If I'm at StarCast when that's happening, I am going to spend money on it.
I mean, yeah. The panels and stuff, like in order to get into certain panels or like get early access to panels, you have to get like higher grade wristbands, like mm-hmm. with any con, of course.
Right.
But like a lot of the wrestlers that, I mean, it's... All of the wrestlers you can imagine, all the non-WWE wrestlers yes. that you can imagine are there.
Right.
CM Punk is there. Like anyone you can fathom has, or at least merch, or like, it's, once again, yeah. the amount of money I spent in like a 20-minute span in the merch room last year, I'm like, well... I guess I'm really glad I bought my kid's school clothes already.
Right.
I'm like, or else I'm like, well, kid, you're going to have to make do with those old pants.
Otherwise, they'd all be wrestling T-shirts.
Right. Yeah. And to put it in perspective for our listeners, we all have media jobs, so an embarrassing amount of money runs anywhere between $12 to $13.
Okay, well, I dropped, it was like at least $500-$600.
Oh! Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. But I mean, I did purposely save, but I didn't realize it would just go in like one shot.
And yeah.
like, yeah, I got like.
That sounds like something else. Never mind. Never mind. I've been saving up and it's all done.
Same
before
experience.
Before you knew it. Yep.
Yeah.
Our experience.
So it was, I mean, I cut a ton of stuff, but at the same time, I'm like, oh boy, I was not prepared for that.
Mm.
You do and I had a lot this week. Just
did that last line also hit you hard
no.
too, Al? I don't know.
No,
so you're
just over here being me.
So you're looking forward to it's Saturday's event as opposed to WWE putting their events on Sundays. We've got AEW's All Out. They're going to have a whole bunch of matches, but it's going to be headlined by Adam Page and Chris Jericho, who will be fighting for the first ever AEW World Heavyweight Championship going into their you know show coming up in October. You've also got Kenny Omega, who was going to fight Jon Moxley, formerly Dean Ambrose, but something happened on the way to this match. You want to clue our listeners in?
Oh yeah, if you haven't seen it, and shame on you if you haven't. Because
I have not.
Been... Okay, well, Al, you're an exception.
Shame
you don't follow
on
this haven't seen jazz, it man. Come on.
I've already fully stocked on shame though, so I have no room for wrestling shame.
Jon Moxley contracted some sort of MRSA infection in his elbow, and he will be forced to exit the match. He will be ready to go once AEW's show on TNT will begin airing in October, so that's great. I'm a Kenny Omega stan. I have his Funko in front of my monitors on my desk every day, and he's incredible. He's my favorite wrestler, and like, but I mean, I love Moxley as well. Just to see those two varying styles together, I was so jazzed to see it. However,
so is he really sick? Is he really hurt? Or
oh no,
just a
it's
word?
Real. Like this is like this. Like he has to legit get like an operation.
Is it from getting thrown on the barbed wire?
So no, supposedly it was something he contracted when he was in Japan, when he was wrestling in the G1. So, you know, I mean, but then again, he also has a history with like getting like weird ass infections. Like he had that crazy staph infection.
Yeah.
Does he have an immune system? What's going on?
Maybe his immune system has crapped out after like being thrown through so many tables and being cut up by so many like light bulb tubes.
Yeah, Al, back off, man. He's a professional wrestler. He puts his body on the line for our entertainment on a nightly basis. You know nothing about it.
Okay.
Sorry, I'll just sit here and read this comic book.
Okay, BT Dub, I was not going at you in a very tense way. I was, I'm like, I was just kind of like, that was me attempting to joke. So, well, they don't always land, kids.
No, that's
my life. Story of my life. But no, he is legit going to be out for
right.
real reasons.
So he's not going to be at all out, but they got a replacement, which I think is equatable in Pac, formerly Neville of the WWE.
What a bastard. What a bastard he is. I love him. I love what he has done since leaving the WWE.
Yes.
And I think just knowing that so many people were looking forward to the Omega Moxley match, they know, like, well, we gotta pull out all the stops. We gotta do some crazy ass crap. So I'm very much like, I was already, once again, that was gonna be my match of the night no matter what. It somehow still is. So I'm very, very excited. I'm also very excited about the 6-man tag between SCU and Jungle Boy, Luchasaurus, and Marco Stunt.
I am unfamiliar with Marco Stunt.
Marco Stunt was in the Battle Royal at All In last year. He's not. I don't think he's a legal little person, but he is. Oh. He's that tiny guy. He looks like a child. He's not a child, but like he just you know he's just kind of a crazy ass wrestler. Does crazy you know.
Danny DeVito
spots.
From the top rope.
Danny DeVito wishes he had the air as Marco Stunt does.
Danny DeVito doesn't wish; he is.
Wow. And
nobody
like,
better
and
be
this
start
is...
trashing Danny DeVito while I'm in the room. Look at that problems.
I will defend.
Not Frank Reynolds. Don't you dare insult Frank Reynolds.
You've got Cody's going to be fighting Sean Spears, formerly Ty Dillinger, after that vicious chair shot back in the spring.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. I think that's going to be, like, there's going to be a lot of matches, obviously, with AEW style. A lot of the wrestlers are more, like, high flyers and whatnot. That's, I feel, is going to be, like, a very traditional, like, mat-based match. And
for
I
sure.
think it's going to provide which, for a really good palate cleanser.
Which,
after.
Just the way these have gone down, it seems like that's what Cody is there for.
Oh,
almost.
Totally.
Like, the Young Bucks are going to give you your quick, high-flying tag team match, and Kenny Omega is going to give you your New Japan 45-minute style match and stuff like that. And Cody is there to give you kind of that grounded, old-school wrestling match.
Definitely.
Which is, it's cool that they can accommodate that many different styles in the going into their television show.
Well, I think that's what makes kind of AEW so great is that there is literally something for everyone. They are purposely creating their product so that, like, let's face, I mean, look, I do like a lot of the talent in WWE, but like it's a lot of the same formulaic stuff. I want something different. It's the, you know, the same old's not doing it for me anymore.
Sure.
So, like, you gotta keep my attention. You gotta, you know, zig and then zag, and then I gotta try and follow your ass. So, it's very exciting. It's the best time to be a wrestling fan. Like, this past year has been incredible.
It's interesting because I know we've said that quite a few times on the show when we've talked about it. It's like this particular year is a very interesting time to be a wrestling fan with AEW becoming the number two. Over Ring of Honor, New Japan, and all stuff like that. And then watching WWE prepare to compete, but then act like it's not really a competition. Like them talking about they're moving NXT from the network over to USA on Wednesdays, which is exactly when AEW is going to have their television show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for a company that says they don't really care about the competition, their actions aren't really matching their words or attitude.
Right.
And it's just like really, guys, come on. Like, there's room for everybody at the table. The WWE isn't going anywhere. I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens. Like, next month, well, no, shoot, we're still in August, aren't we? I can't even keep track of time.
Yeah,
anymore.
we're a couple days out from September. September is when SmackDown moves to Fox on Fridays. And then, what is it, October when AEW show starts?
Yes. And then,
on TNT?
Then NXT show starts like 2 weeks before the AEW show is supposed to premiere on TNT.
Yep.
So it's fascinating. I'm very excited to see what happens when Fox gets SmackDown, just to see if the production and the presentation value is going to change, because I think there needs to be some differentiation between the brands.
Where is it moving from?
From USA.
USA. Okay.
Yeah, it's usually on Tuesdays on USA. Right. And they're moving to Friday nights on Fox, which is as a wrestling fan is weird. Like, I'm sorry, I've got stuff to do on Fridays. That goes on the DVR.
Yeah.
If it's going to be on Friday. That's with all the other shows. Like when Constantine was on NBC and they put it on Friday, I was like, "Well, I mean, I'll catch it on DVR." But that's the death knell.
Yeah,
usually is sticking a TV show on Fridays.
Yeah, that's what it always used to be. But I think that was before DVRs, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like back then, as you know, when people, if you wanted to see it new, you had to go home and watch it,
right?
Or know how to work in VCR.
that's what's really interesting about, you know, going back to just them being on Friday and just how that's always seemed to be like, oh, I don't know about that one. Because a big reason why Fox wanted SmackDown in the first place is because it's so engaging socially. Like, when any time on Tuesday or Monday, the number one trend in the United States, you know, from 8 to 10 or 8 to 11, it's wrestling.
It's always WWE related.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so it's going to be very interesting to see what it's going to be like socially once SmackDown goes to Fox on Fridays. Because, I mean, that's a big reason why they acquired it in the first place. Not to mention they want to present SmackDown as a quote-unquote sport. So I have no idea what that's going to mean.
Oh, my God.
Pretty much.
They're going to start playing that first.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's going to be different, and I have no idea what that means. I mean, I'll tune in for sure. But, you know, it's then the ball's in their court to see if they can keep my attention.
For sure. I know that in the last couple of months, that's what I was getting to. It's weird that we're in a year where wrestling is, you know, like, especially with all the stuff going on behind the scenes, is so interesting. Yet, I've literally hit a point in the last couple of weeks where, like, I haven't even watched SmackDown from last week yet. Mm. It's sitting on the DVR, and I'm like, I'll get to it when I get to it, kind of thing.
Well, there's so many, you know, and, like, no offense to SmackDown or anything, but, like, there, I follow a lot of folks on YouTube that I'm like, you know, like, maybe SmackDown doesn't meet my ratings, but, like, the YouTube guys I follow on their various channels, like, I'd rather watch them for recaps than watch the whole damn show.
Yeah, it's very quickly, and especially with Raw being 3 hours as it's been for years, it's very quickly. That's the thing I'm noticing, too, is I'll sit down to watch Raw, and I'll get through the first 2 hours and be like, I want to go do something else now.
Well, plus they have every superstar coming on both shows. They're on SmackDown, they're on Raw, like, you're not really seeing anything different. It's just two nights of kind of the same stuff.
Right.
Semi-regurgitated from week to week sometimes.
Right.
But this Saturday, AEW's All Out. Do you think we're going to get any big surprises this year?
There's got to be something. Something's got to go down. I don't know what the hell it could be.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's always at least, like, one surprise per show. Like, considering CM Punk is at StarCast this year doing, like, a signing. I don't know if he's doing any sort of interview or whatever. Like, and it's in the Chicago area. There's always going to be those guys who are like, he's going to go. He's going to show up, you guys. Oh my! And it's like, I'm not putting any money on it. No. If he does show up, then, like, I feel like the Sears Center will, like, the foundation will slightly crumble from, like, the collective freak out of 10,000 people.
You'll be there to witness it live.
And then, well, I'll have to, like, run and, like, you know, get shelter or something because, like, if that were to happen, like, it would be insane. Like, people would lose their effing minds.
Right. And I'm sure if it doesn't happen, they certainly tried.
I'm sure.
Because CM Punk is like, it feels like he's the last holdout of a wrestler that people really want to see come back to the ring, and he's just not interested.
And that's fine, and good on him for knowing what he wants and being in a position where he doesn't have to go back to the ring because of financial reasons. How many old-timers have we seen over 10, 15 years, like, go back when they sure as hell shouldn't have because they don't have them. They needed the money.
Like Goldberg for sure. And The Undertaker, maybe?
Well, I mean, they didn't need the money, but, like, they were tossed Saudi money for, like, crazy six, seven figures. I can't blame anyone for turning that, for accepting that. So,
yeah.
If the price is right, I'll go work for whoever.
Same here. Care. Are you kidding?
Show me the money. Show me the cash.
And you can go to whothefisjc.com to find out how you can touch James's dong for a couple of bucks.
For a couple of bucks.
Thanks for that free plug, Al. That's actually a website that I own the domain of, so cool. We'll see if I get all four people to check it out. And hopefully now Beasley doesn't own that website.
Well, it's a gift from James to Beasley from me.
Any other of my properties you want to give away, Al?
What's your Twitter?
I'm not going to say. But if you go to their website, you'll find it.
Yes, right. But you can find us, though, at Nerd Radio 101. See how we package
Perfect patchwork on that one.
That's us. Erica, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
As always, we'll definitely look forward to. Maybe we'll have you back next week. You can tell us all about what you got to see.
Yeah, I want
to
hear
if you survive the foundation rumblings.
Well, you can follow me on Instagram at Erica_Banas because I'll be taking photos like crazy
for sure.
So, hooray wrestling!
All right, thanks for coming in. Thanks for joining us for the first time here in the Checkpoint XP studios, Erica. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you guys
thanks,
at
Erica.
Home. For joining us on Twitch, as well as everyone that downloads the podcast. We greatly, greatly appreciate you you being with us. Make sure you hit us up on our social media at Nerd Radio 101. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. If I've got a weird nose, I think I don't.
You need to tweet out the survey. Hold on. I got to get your camera. We're on the group shot. Okay, now we're on. There we go.
I do like that we were on the group shot, though, yeah. So they could see.
Like, he keeps getting up and putting his nose in the camera. I'm like, damn it, Chuck. I got to get you on camera before you start doing some fancy moves.
Right. And, of course, follow the Checkpoint XP guys. Their website is checkpoint.xp.com. Their Twitch stream, which we're...
Twitch.tv/checkpointxp.
Absolutely. They've got a whole bunch of great shows that they do, covering all sorts
of
things.
Lots of nerdum stuff, video game-related, esports.
Yep.
They have a lot of great programming. So if you're into stuff like what you just listened to, you'll probably enjoy watching them do it live.
Yes.
And they're much more professional. They have their own jerseys.
That's true. We didn't have any Nerd Radio jerseys. Yeah. We need to be like the B team. Erica knows what I'm talking
about. B team, go, go, go.
We'll just get some white t-shirts and I'll take a Sharpie and write Nerd Radio on the back.
I don't hate that idea, to be honest with you. I think we should make it happen.
I'm on board, too. Yeah, I'm on board.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to another Nerd Radio, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
Have a great weekend.
See you later, thank nerds. You.
Hey, we're out.
We have a very positive community being built here on the Checkpoint XP channel. So
the Manthong Mafia following us on Twitch right now.
Wait, there's a mafia? Are you the boss?
I am the boss of the Manthong Mafia. That is correct.
Nice.
We are the nicest, most positive, most hilarious community on the Twitch network. If that's a thing. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I've awarded the community that. So
testify.
When you're sitting in the chair and people making deals that people can't refuse, what kind of cat are you petting?
A hairless cat.
Nice.
Those hairless ones, but a real fat.
The Dr. Evil
like,
thing
just
going.
Just picture Garfield, but like going through chemo.
Yeah. Is it? Does the cat have a thong?
Oh, of course.
Okay, fair. Yeah. Awesome.
It matches whatever thong I'm rocking.
Matching thongs with your chemo cat?
Yeah. No, I wear like a little pinky ring that's got like a little donger on it, you know? Yeah. And I'm always like, this sounds like a fantastic deal.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.